It's Hearst Day! Oh, all about you ladies. Well, this time it's about getting along with your man and couples getting along. And this is actually some advice I could use as well. Joining us right now, she is an experienced couples counselor and author of the book, Stop the Fight, How to Break Free from the Most Common Arguments and Build a Relationship That Lasts. Which, by the way, it's an illustrated guide for couples, J-Rod, so it has pictures.
Oh, good.
Okay. Dr. Michelle Brody is joining us. How you doing, Dr. Brody?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Even the best relationships, and my wife and I, we've been married forever. We get along great, and we still every once in a while have these blowout arguments, okay? I mean, I think if you're not arguing, you're not communicating, it seems like. But if we love each other, why do we fight?
I think you're not alone in that. And I think embedded in even that question is this myth that we have that loving couples shouldn't fight. But loving couples do fight. If you spoke to anyone who's been in a long-term relationship and they're still in love, they'll tell you they fight plenty. And I think you're right. It's partly about keeping the line of communication open. And inevitably, there are going to be things that happen in any couple, misunderstandings.
Sometimes it's the only way you talk. It's like you have to fight with someone.
Exactly. And there's times you're just going to miss each other. You know, it'll be a time when one partner really needs the other, and you're just not there. And a fight will explode or because you start to feel like I'm not getting taken care of in the way I need to get taken care of. And that's just normal. It happens.
You need to tell my kids that, because anytime my wife and I get in any sort of a disagreement or argument, they're like, are you guys getting divorced?
Because you're loud. Because you are so loud.
You know what? Right. That's how my wife and I both communicate that way.
They're loud.
We go, and then it's over, okay? But that's how we do it, because, you know, we're like the old married couple, even though we're not old.
If your kids at least can see that the repair happens afterwards, that's great, because really the trust and the security builds because you have a fight and then you're able to repair it. If you can repair it, that's almost more valuable than not fighting at all.
So what are the most common things that people fight about? I mean, is it just disagreements, or is there like, hey, if you're fighting over these three things, you're probably pretty normal?
Well, look, my book is organized according to all the top fights that we all have.
Oh, really?
Fights about money, fights about sex, who does what around the house, difficult relatives, do you care about me or not? We all have these same fights. They follow certain patterns. That's why you can actually write a book about it, because they're so similar. So there's certain topics that we often fight about it, but at the core, I think what people are really fighting about is, are you there for me? Are you there for me when I need you? And when I don't feel you there, it frustrates me. It's upsetting, and I want to somehow find my way back. So that can come out as a fight about money. You know, are you willing to listen to me enough to be able to understand that I need some more security about money? You know, or it could come out as a fight about sex. But at the core, I think it's really, we want to feel that bond.
Dr. Brody, are you saying we sometimes don't even know what we're fighting about?
I think that's true.
If we could figure that out, that would solve a lot of problems, right?
Yeah. I think if you always imagine there's something underneath the fight that's really core to it, that's really not visible unless you stop and take a look at it. And get curious about it. That's actually how you stop the fight, is really, and that's what the book is about. It has pictures that show you what's happening underneath the fight so that you can then look at it together and say, that is what's happening between us. And it isn't just about, you know, what time you come home from work. It's really about, are you there for me?
Why aren't you handing this book out like when we're in second grade so we can understand
each
other,
for
right?
Me? Yes.
To be honest, I've thought about that. It would be important for kids.
So what is the best way? We've had a little disagreement. We were getting to the root of the problem. What is the best way to end the fighting? I mean, do you just kiss and make up? Or, you know, is there kind of an approach or, you know, an order that we should follow?
Yeah, I think the most important thing, and the reason why people always say kiss and make up, is it's about reconnection. The fight ends when you feel reconnected again. So kissing and more than that works for some couples.
Yeah, baby.
A heart-to-heart conversation works for others, and some people need both.
I need all three. We need to kiss and make up. We need to smush, and she has to make me a sandwich.
Which leads us back to the reason we got into a fight.
Okay,
right?
All right.
Maybe a pumpkin pie.
Well, listen. Wow, I learned some things. First of all, I need to figure out why I'm really fighting, because and there are times where you're in a fight. By the end of it, you don't even know why you started arguing, and it's probably these underlying issues, right?
Yeah, that's the most common thing. Really, it's like a misunderstanding. Sometimes when you track a fight back and you really look at it, it was just a misunderstanding. But we just explode. It's almost like our bodies go into fight or flight mode, even though we don't intend that. And immediately we're in a fight, and we completely forgot what the core item was that we had been struggling about. And then you go back and you realize, wait, I actually just misunderstood what you were saying, and that's what caused that whole thing.
And then you just make out, and it's all better.
Well, yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
for. Great. Well, you know what? Here's the deal. And I've learned this too. Even though you fight, it doesn't mean you don't love each other. You should read this book, Dr. Michelle Brody's book, Stop the Fight, How to Break Free from the Most Common Arguments and Build a Relationship That Lasts. And we can get this anywhere, right?
Anywhere. It's available on Amazon now.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Brody.
Yay.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to make sure my wife reads this.
Hey, you read it.
So she can figure it out.
You pig.
Okay. Bye, Dr. Brody.
Bye. Thanks. Take care.